Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. I don't know about you, but I still find a lot of value in face-to-face networking. I like to get out at least once a week and go to a networking meeting. I like meeting new people, learning about new businesses, and occasionally learning new things. There's a lot of interesting people, a lot of interesting businesses out there. And sometimes you just have to take time to learn about them. On the other side of the coin, when you go to these meetings, you'll occasionally meet somebody who'll walk up to you and say, "Hey, what do you do?" And you tell them, and then they turn around and grab your business card, and the next thing you know, you're added to an email list, right? And you start getting emails from them, and you start getting harassed by them. That's not the way to network. There's also something on LinkedIn I call connect and pitch. This is something that is taught by a lot of so-called LinkedIn experts. Hey, if you connect up with your 30,000 person limit, sooner or later you'll connect with somebody who's going to want to buy from you. That, my friend, is not the way it works. So today, the title of this talk is Romeo, oh Romeo, how can I pitch thee? Let me count the ways. So, I went to a networking meeting, met a handful of people, very nice. I sat next to one person and she happened to be a coach. And I said, "Hey, have you heard about this coaching group? And by the way, here's another group I think that you'd be very interested in on Facebook." So I gave her some value sitting down, and she came back to the second meeting when I saw her and said, "Hey, thanks for connecting me up with that stuff. I didn't expect anything in return." And she certainly wasn't trying to sell me her services, but I know I made an impression. So if somebody needs what I do, I'll be top of mind. But when somebody does connect and pitch, they're taught a very specific skill set, and that is to connect with someone, capture their attention, ask them about them, and then pitch away. And you can see this on LinkedIn. Sometimes people will say, "Hey, thanks for the connection. How are you doing?" A day or two later, they'll come back and say, "Hey, hope you're having a fabulous day. Let me know if and how I can help." Okay. Nothing too wrong with that. The third day, they come back and like, "Hey, I know you don't know me, but I've got this really great product or service, and if you'll only sit down and watch this 30-minute commercial that I've put together, I think you realize that I have the best bread slicer ever invented, and you're going to want to buy it and have your friends buy it too." This is something that's taught by a lot of network marketing companies. It's you get together with somebody, you kind of ease them in, and then you get them in a situation where you can sit down and pitch them. So one of the other people that I met at this meeting was a nice lady. Wasn't quite sure what she did, but it had something to do with health and wellness. A few days later, I get a call and says, "Hey, I'd like to schedule a meeting with you." And I said, "Well, I really don't have time for face-to-face meetings. I don't get out that much. But if you want to do a phone call, I'm totally open for that." So we booked a time. Then she called up and changed the time, which was fine. But we finally had that phone call. So it started off very congenially, and she says, "Hi, you know, it's great to talk. How you doing? So tell me about your business." So within 5 minutes, I was able to explain what I do, who I do it for, who my perfect customer is, and laid out a whole bunch of information that she could probably use if somebody was interested in what I did. And obviously, you know, I reciprocated and I said, "Okay, so tell me about your business." That's when things went drastically wrong. She said, well, you know, we're this health and wellness company, and by the way, I'm going to send you a link to this 2-minute video. And I said, okay, but I don't have time to watch a video right now. I'm talking to you. She says, no, you need to understand what our company does, and this video explains it really well. I asked her, I said, well, I just explained to you in 5 minutes what I do without a video. Can you do the same thing? She says, well, not really. You need to watch this video. I said, but I don't have time to watch the video. Then she went on to explain that after that video, there was another video that would get into the gory details about what she did. And it was 17 minutes long. I quickly explained to her, I said, no offense, but I don't have time to watch a half-hour commercial. So can you please just tell me what it is that you do? What makes you different? How are you different than the other companies out there selling similar products? She says, well, you need to watch the video. And I said, well, you know, this sounds like a very network marketing style thing. She goes, well, we are not an MLM. And the minute she said we, that was the telltale sign. It's an MLM. So the next thing I want to do is lay out basically 5 ways that people try to reel you in without really providing value to do that connect and pitch. Number one, it's the I'd like to get to know you pitch, which is kind of what happened on this one. The second one is, hey, I think we can work together. So they kind of offer you the idea that maybe you have something to offer them, when really what they want to do is get your attention and tell you what they can offer you. The next one that I see a lot in LinkedIn, we're looking for partners. They're looking for somebody basically to sell their stuff and use your influence to sell their products. The next one is, I need what you sell. And so you start telling them, you know, what you do, and you ask them, how can I help you? And immediately they go off on a tangent and start pitching you on their services. And of course, my all-time favorite, hey, can I buy you lunch? Now, they may not be pitching you anything, but what they're really saying is, can I buy an hour of your time for $5? And that happens all the time. That's usually when I get into the phone call, and I'll at least give 15 minutes. I'll listen for a few, I'll talk for a few, but I'll try to provide some value. So that's really the core of what I'm trying to say today. Networking is really about listening to the other person and trying to figure out how can I connect this person with an opportunity that would help them. That's really the purpose. You're not there to sell your services. You're there to build relationships and create connections. But some people just don't get it. They really don't want anything that you provide, and they certainly don't want to connect you with anybody that could potentially use your business. All they're trying to do is suck you into the time vortex to get you to listen to their pitch. Because, damn, if you listen to that first 2 minutes, you're going to want to listen to that other 17 minutes. And after that 17 minutes, not only are you going to sign up and buy products, but you're going to go out and sell it to all of your friends. And you're going to get as rich as they do. Because when I went to their website, I saw the profit chart of how I could make money. Was it a waste of time? No. Because I got to meet somebody nice, and I learned something. So if you enjoyed this, go to Amazon.com and type in Brian Basilico, B-R-I-A-N-B-A-S-I-L-I-C-O. From there, you'll find my books. The first one's on relationship marketing, and the second one, Bacon Bids, is about networking. So check them out.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.